In 2009, I was living in Tampa, Florida, the most beautiful city in the United States, and I had this idea of moving to California because I had never been there. I just graduated college, and my best friend at the time was a Czech guy named Jan Griga, who is a professional tennis player now. And he talked me into buying a 1987 Mercedes 560, which is the biggest Mercedes ever made. Also, the most complicated Mercedes to ever fix. And he's like, this is a great idea. You should drive this to California. We'll fix it together. So we're spending the summer taking the rotors and the axles and all this. And also the key is stuck in the ignition and I can't lock any of the doors and there's no air conditioning. But I'm gonna go to California. It's gonna be great. So I don't know if any of y'all have ever driven through Washington, D.C. It's very hard. There's a circle road that you get in a circle. And I'm careening through the lanes, and I don't know why. My friend Elliot's behind me, and he calls me, and he's like, your tire is falling off. And so we have to drive to Virginia to find these three specific bolts for the car. And the guy finds the bolts, but he's like, these aren't the right bolts. The best thing about having a 1987 Mercedes 560 is that it comes with its own tool set. It's custom, it's German. So he's like, you're gonna have to tighten the bolts in your tire every time you stop. And I'm like, cool, I have a tire, no big problems. He's like, you're going to St. Louis next. He draws me this map. This is also when I find out that San Diego is the southernmost part of California. I'm like, okay, cool, St. Louis, whatever. I've never been there. I'll figure it out. And so I'm in St. Louis. No one knows who I am. I'm in some weird, like, bad neighborhood. And I don't have keys to my car because the one key is in the ignition. And I go to my car, and somebody's been in my car. And they've messed up the key. And I'm turning it, and the key just breaks off. And it's hot, it's August, the Mississippi River is also in St. Louis, resonating its heat, and I hear Jan's voice in my head, but I can't understand it, because I could really never understand what he said anyway throughout our friendship. And I remember the tools. I have tools. So I have these pliers, and it's not working. I'm smoking cigarettes, it's not working. There's a lot of men looking at me. My car doesn't lock. I'm sort of pacing around. This guy's like, what's the matter with your car? Can't get it started. I'm like, I'm fine, leave me alone. And I turn around, and I hear some noises, and he had taken my tire iron and knocked my ignition out, pulled the wires out of my car, and he's like, your car's on, and he hot-wired my car. And what he also had done was steal my knife out of the console, and he's like, so do you want me to drive, or do you want to drive? And I'm like, I'll drive. So he's like, yeah, you need to bring me to the ATM. It's around the corner. And I'm like, I only have 50 bucks. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. He's waving this knife around. So I go and I give him the 50 bucks. And he's like, okay, I need you to drive me somewhere. And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, where do you want me to drive? He's like, tell me where to go. Waving at his friends out of my car. Hey, hey. Oh, yeah, no, I'm getting a ride over there right now. Yeah, I owe him money. And I'm like, and there's these sparks also that are by my knee that are sparking at me. And I'm like, how am I supposed to turn this off? And he's like, yes, so take a right there. And he tells me a very important thing as he gets out of the car. He goes, you shouldn't always trust guys like me. And he gives me a kiss on the cheek. And then I have a hot-wired car. What am I supposed to do? I have a hot-wired car. I've never been to St. Louis. I can't call my mom and tell her this because she'll be really sad. So I do what I remember from an episode of Degrassi, and I call her, and I go, don't ask me any questions. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, just look on the internet and try to find a dealership that will work on my 1987 Mercedes. They have to drain my battery, take out the ignition, give me a new key set, and then I was on my way to California. But I was in very hot water for a moment where I thought I was going to lose my life. But now what I learned, don't trust men.